Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like branches and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified in this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
You may be seated. In this beautiful metaphor that Jesus offers us this morning, Jesus is the vine, we are the branches, and God, the Father, is the vine grower. Everybody around here knows something about pruning, and whether it's fruit trees or whether it's vineyards, that the vine or the trees have to get pruned every once in a while so that they'll grow stronger. And so Jesus is talking about this to his disciples. And, of course, we are the branches. And the idea is that we will, it's kind of an amazing thing, really, that we are part of the growing of the fruit of the kingdom of heaven. This is an amazing thing. God is the vine keeper. Jesus is the vine. And we are branches. And we have a part to play in this. And that is a lovely thing, that we can sort of co-create fruit of the kingdom of heaven amongst us in the body of Christ. That is astounding. However, once we start thinking about that, there's two problems that we can run into. When we start to think that we are, you know, all that with God. Notice what Jesus says. If you, it is to God's glory that we bear much fruit and become his disciples. Right? It's not like you bear a lot of fruit and you will be disciples. You will have arrived. You will have done exactly what God had wanted you to do. It's not that. It is like if you start bearing fruit, you become his disciples. You are on the way, just like the Ethiopian eunuch was on his way back to Ethiopia after being baptized. Our baptismal life is actually just the beginning of this whole process of becoming disciples. And that same sort of image is picked up in 1 John. When, if we love one another, then God's love is in us, and we are perfected in God's love. Not like we are perfect in God's love, but we are being perfected into God's love. I know there are a few around here, let's see a show of hands, who feel themselves perfected in God's love. Anybody? It's an ongoing process. And so becoming disciples, being perfected in God's love, it all goes together with also what St. Paul always talks about. Well, 95% of the time when he says, we are saved. He doesn't say we are saved. He says we are being saved. this ongoing process where we are continually growing in Christ, continually following, continually becoming. And that is this is just an amazing thing. And the times that we get that straight, we're good and we understand. But oftentimes, we don't get that quite right. We start to think one of two things. Well, no, we think one thing, and that is that we should be already. And that decision, that we should be already, has two problems with it. One is, you can imagine, the arrogance that might come up when we think we have it, when we think we have arrived, that we've got the answers, and you have to conform to our answers. Right? This is something that happens. The flip side of it is when you think, oh my gosh, I should be better than I am right now. I'm just not getting it. I'm not becoming this thing. I am not this thing, this wonderful Christian person. And shame comes. And in both cases, the arrogance and the shame are both the result of us thinking that being a Christian is being rather than becoming. As long as we can remember that we are constantly becoming, then we can drop the arrogance and we can drop the shame of not arriving, because nobody is arriving. Thomas Merton, the great monk, said, we are always just beginners. We are always just beginners. And if that's good enough for Thomas Merton, it should be good enough for us. And it's liberating, isn't it? To think, oh my gosh, do you ever think, I've been at this for a long time. I wish I was further along the way. No, we're always on the way. And we are where we are. And God is glorified that we are becoming. Jesus doesn't say God is glorified because we are such wonderful, good Christians. It is because we are becoming Jesus' disciples. Now, how does that play out in the real world? Well, a few years ago, a while back now, a woman named Kathy came to our congregation, single mother with a son. And originally, I met her somewhere, probably at the food bank, I don't remember. But She came and she and I had conversations about this. I would invite her to church and she'd say, oh, no, I'm not good enough to go to church. I'm not good enough to go to church, which is sad enough. But I'm not good enough to go to church is really code for, I don't believe God is for me. I think God is against me. And that's all the worse. But because there were people here who talked to her also and reassured her that she would be received, she came to the church, she and her son, and they were both baptized in this very place. And after a while, her life changed. She had to move. She moved to Renton, I believe. And we didn't hear from her for a while. And then I did hear from her. She wrote me a letter, and this is what she said. We're doing all right. We've got a place. We're trying to find a church. But I've been to a couple of churches, and both of them said, my baptism isn't enough because I'm a single mother, and that's a sin. So I said, I know that's not a Lutheran church that said that. So I called the Lutheran church in Renton. Woman answered, and I said, do you mind if I... Is the pastor available? I want to talk to the pastor. And she said, he's not available right now, but can I help you? And I said, well, in for a penny, in for a pound. Here we go. Yes, you can, maybe. So I told her the situation, that this woman was here. She was baptized with her son, moved to Renton. She'd been trying to find a church, but that she was told that her baptism wasn't enough because it was a sin to be a single mother. And that saint on the other end of the line said, "No, they did not. Not in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, they didn't." And I said, "I have called the right place." And she says, "You give me that woman's name and her phone number, I'll call her, and I'll make sure that we get her a ride to church this very Sunday." And I said, "Yes." Ah, thanks be to God. And to hell with those other churches. And when I thought that, then I recognized and was very glad that I am only becoming a disciple, and that the love of Christ was not perfected in me, and that I too had the arrogance to think that I, not only was I a better branch than those other churches, or that we were a better branch than those churches, but I decided that I'm not just a branch, and I'm skipping over even being the vine, and I'm going right to the vine, right to the vineyard owner, right to the one who does the pruning, right to God. And I'm going to play that role and cut off those churches and those people. And so I am grateful to read in the text this morning that we are becoming disciples of Jesus, that God is perfecting God's love in us little by little, and I am greatly thankful that I am continuing to be saved, because with an attitude like that, I need to continually be saved. And so I think this is the good news today, that this is always, there is no ending until we get gathered up, as we're going to sing, as God gathers up the hopes and the dreams of all and unites them with the prayers we offer and graces our table with his presence and gives us a foretaste of the feast to come. Until that feast comes, we are always becoming. And we do not enter, we don't, to remember that is to remember to not enter into the arrogance and the judgment. It is also not to condemn ourselves for where we have not arrived. And we can continue in confidence. We can continue in faith. We can continue in thanksgiving that we are on the way and that we are connected with every other branch that is connected to the vine of Jesus. A vine that crosses all denominations, crosses all national boundaries, and even crosses time. We are gathered in with all of God's vineyard. And that vineyard will bear fruit. Fruit of the kingdom of heaven, where we will all gather together and where we will be perfected in love and where we will be healed and saved. Thanks be to God. We are connected to that vine. Amen.